what is the reaction like when you find out?
Pretty powerful. I don't know that I could put it into words. It's just really cool being able to call my wife and call my parents and hear the excitement in their voice. And I mean, my heart was pumping. I was shaking. You know, I don't really kind of like blacked out there for a second, you know. But it was really cool. Really cool news.
Were you surprised it came so quickly?
A little bit, yeah. We talked early before the game, and I was trying to kind of move on from it and just focus on, you know, playing tonight's game and moving forward the next couple of days, you know, the next week, and prepare to jump into the second half. But you know, this is exciting new plans. So I don't mind changing the schedule up a little bit and being in Arlington.
When you think about the start of the year, earning your everyday opportunity to now being get to go to Texas and play with some of the best in the game, I mean, what does it mean to you to get to this point so quickly and have the season that you're having?
Man, it's a blessing, first and foremost. Man, God's been so good to me in my life. Certainly, coming into the year, I didn't expect to be in this situation. I didn't expect to have the opportunities that I was going to have. I believed in myself, and I had confidence in my abilities, but ultimately, you know, the game of baseball is pretty unpredictable, and it's just really cool. I don't have a whole lot of words right now. I'm still kind of processing everything, but it's just really cool.
That home run mean a little more when it's your first at bat after getting that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, especially because, like I said, I was still kind of a nervous wreck. You know, like the news hit pretty hard, and, you know, it's a whirlwind, you know, getting texts and trying to coordinate plans for family and friends, you know, and so to kind of be able to slow the game down and have a big moment like that, like I know ultimately we lost the game, which is never good, but that was a pretty cool moment.
How excited are you to share with Adley and Gunner, guys that you kind of came up with?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm certainly going to be leaning on Adley. Like he was there last year. I'm happy for those guys. I'm hoping that we get more guys that deserve to be there in the next few days as replacements. That'd be really cool to have, you know, a big group of us there, because everybody's worked their tail off all year, and just to represent the organization up there with so many guys would be special.
Since the goal of yours at any time to get on start, or is it just an added blessing?
I always dreamed about it as a kid, you know. But in the heat of the season, I wouldn't say it was something at the top of my mind. I try to keep myself pretty grounded on a daily basis and just focus on what's in front of me and where my feet are. So, you know, I'm not ignorant to, you know, stats and to news going around and stuff. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I thought it might be a possibility. And, you know, with the fan voting, it's certainly hard to ignore. But, yeah, it's just an added blessing. I wasn't really thinking of it.
How many tickets do you think you're going to have to come up with?
I got a number down already. It's only like 5 or 6, but I thought it was going to be way more. But it's kind of last minute for a lot of people, so not too bad.
Thanks, yeah.